I mean, talking about kinds of animals, the kind of animal that barks.
No.
Okay. And if you wanted your dog to attack another dog, you'd tell him?
Sicking one.
Okay. Do you have names for, I'm not talking about breeds of dogs now, but like, do you have a name that you'd call one of, just sort of a mixed breed dog?
Call them a cur.
Okay.
Mongrel, some call it a mongrel or a cur.
Okay, some people would say that cur means one of those big dogs, big short-haired dog. Do you?
I don't associate. I just think a mixed breed dog, way far there, they have a part bulldog, all mixed up would be a cur.
Okay.
Or a mongrel.
Okay.
Cur more, that more used than mongrel, I guess.
Okay. What about a just sort of worthless, good-for-nothing dog? Would you have a word to describe him?
Well, he's that would sort of be a cur, too. You call him a cur if he's no good.
Okay. What about those, those real tiny dogs that always just bark at you?
What, poodle?
No, those little small ones that, and they keep them in the house. Yeah, I'm not talking about breeds.
I don't know.
Do you use the word feist?
Well, feist, yeah, we used to refer to feist as a small dog, which sort of some of your terrier breeds of dog we call feist.
Mm-hmm.
Like red terrier, fox terrier, a lot of folks used to refer to them as little feist dogs.
Okay. Okay, say if you had a real mean dog, you might say, well, you better be careful, that dog will
bite
you. Okay. And you say, yesterday he
bit.
Okay. You say, and that person had to be taken to the doctor after he got
bit.
Okay. Would you ever use the word dog bit? Say that someone got dog bit?
Yeah. Say, someone got dog bit yesterday.
Okay. And the kind of animal that you keep for milk, you call a
cow.
Okay, what do you call the male?
Bull.
Okay, was that word nice to use when you were growing up?
Yeah, always been. Far back then, I don't call it a bull.
Okay.
Somebody didn't want to say bull, thought that was a little too much. Bull would say you got a male cow.
Okay. What about the kind of animals that you would plow with?
Horses, mule.
Okay. Suppose you had two working together, you'd say you had a
team.
Okay. What about something that sort of resembled steers, I guess. The big work animals. Did you
oxen. You used to work yeah. cow that they worked a male cow. They call them ox. Oxen. Have ox carts. Working with the two together.
What did they call it?
Yoke of oxen.
Okay. Did you ever hear of them working more than two together?
No, I put two in front of two, I do that.
Yeah.
Put a yoke here, and have a tongue or something, a chain, put two more in front of them. I never saw them working. In fact, I've seen two working a few times, once or twice.
Yeah. Okay, a little cow when it's first born is called a
calf.
Okay, the female's called a
heifer.
And the male is called a
I'm talking a bull calf.
Okay. And if you had a cow that was fixing to have a calf, you'd say that she was going to
be fresh or spring. If this is spring, they're going to freshen, they're going to be fresh.
Okay.
And then you can see they freshen up in the milk.
Mm-hmm.
See, before they have a calf, they turn them dry. Talk about a month. They quit milking, make them quit giving milk. They call that turning them dry. Then when they have a calf, they give more milk for a long time.
Okay.